Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a home-based business, being auto repair, detailing, and auto resales, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.982 acres, more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 8/10 of a mile east of Harbison Road, being Route 5 at Harbison. 911 address is 26740 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, with a tax map ID of District 235, Map 30, Parcel 60. Again, the commission has a copy of the survey site plan for this application that was filed on April 27th of 2015. We did receive comments from three different agencies. First one being DLDOT. It was in the form of a support facilities report received April 17 of 2015. The reference that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. We heard from the Sussex Conservation District, again in form of a memorandum dated April 24, 2015. They referenced that there is one soil type on this property, that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, but it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum on August 24th of 2015, and they referenced that the property is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. That conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study would be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required at this time. I did receive, or the office did receive, 8 form letters. The form letters contained 38 signatures in opposition to this application, and they express concerns that the applicants are currently operating the business illegally. The opposition is based on personal observation of the current activities. The property has been occupied as a residential house. That automotive activities fall outside the intent of a home occupation. That the majority of the work is being performed outside of the home in plain view. The applicants work on vehicles throughout the property in the driveway and around the home. There are several vehicles, sometimes numbering as many as 15, are parked throughout the property while waiting for repair or to be sold. That the business is out of character and incompatible with the surrounding communities. That when the trails of Beaver Creek was being developed and the homes were sold, those residents knew the neighboring property across Route 9 was a simple residential house. That would change if this conditional use is granted, it would alter the neighborhood. That the property is not suitable for automotive sales and repairs, not of these or any other use as intensive as a used car sales in the proximity of this parcel. That the property is not the appropriate size and not in the appropriate location to repair vehicles, store vehicles, and have customers gain access to the property. That currently most visitors park their vehicles on the shoulder of Route 9, that the use would be better suited in a location where proper zoning already exists, that there is currently an automotive repair shop for sale less than 1/2 mile west on Route 9 that already has the appropriate zoning and is completely appropriate for this type of commercial activity, and that allowing a conditional use where a residential house is occupied for decades is inappropriate. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, then. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Terry Martin. I own the property.
Okay.
These are my tenants.
Okay.
They run the business.
Okay. All right.
They have been. there is a need in our community for Hispanic-speaking people to repair automobiles, and they do sell some cars, used cars, in their business. And the county came to them and expressed that it was not legal, so they have done everything in their power to make it legal, and I am trying to get them the proper conditional use to keep them in everyone's best interest.
Okay.
But there is no one in our area that speaks Spanish that can repair vehicles for them and give them a fair deal and do a good job.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And Mr. Johnson, once again, this is in your vast area of responsibility, so we're going to start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Ms. Martin, can you describe for us what the current hours of operation, how many employees are involved, and how many cars are they like to be able to sell, and give us a sense of what the business is?
They approximately sell 4 to 5 cars at a time. They locate them out near the road so that they can be seen. The only people that stop on the shoulder of the road are people that see the cars and they pull off. They're not sure where to pull in. All of their customers that are doing auto repairs turn in the driveway. They have a U-shaped driveway, so it's very nice that they come in one way and out the other. There's no that we can put, you know, enter and exit signs if that would please the commission. That would not be an issue. We are not proposing any additional structures to be built. They are doing a lot of work outside. But it's the family members that live in the house that participate in the work. They don't have employees outside of their family working on these vehicles.
And where is work currently being performed? Inside, outside?
In the driveway.
In the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And what measures are taken to prevent any ground pollution from fluids, from the vehicles, from oil drainage?
They're very careful because they live there. They don't want any pollution in their drinking water as well, but they're very careful. They do have the proper collection area and their own dumpster for disposal of their car parts. And it's all on asphalt. It's not on the ground that they're performing this work. It is paved.
And how is the used oil disposed of?
That would be a question for you. No entiendo. How are you disposing of the used oil? Marvin. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Okay.
Have to get that.
Yeah, we need to, for the benefit of record, we need the gentleman's name.
Your name? No.
Christian Hernandez.
Oh, you're the applicant, so that's fine.
Yes.
That's Christian Omar Hernandez Perez.
That is
right?
His full name.
Okay, that's fine.
So when we have inclement weather, and whether it's rain or whether it's snow or freezing weather, how are these cars going to be serviced?
They plan to begin using the garage. There is a one-car garage on the property. It's currently rented to another gentleman that's been storing things there. But if the application gets approved, we will take that back from him, and they will begin renting that to do their inside repairs. It used to be the Spice Box Antiques many years ago. It used to have a conditional use on this particular property before I bought it.
And when that use ceased, it ceased the conditional use, right?
Yes.
And what are the normal hours of operation?
Hours. Horas. Dia.
7. 7.
2. 7 to what?
7 to 5.
And is that 7 days a week, 5 days a week?
5 days.
5 days.
So no Saturdays or Sundays?
Domingo, inside? No, no.
And how many family members work on cars?
Depends on how many cars. Tres, cuatro, cinco?
Two or three.
Oh, two or three, two or three.
So how many family members live in the house?
Cinco, five.
Five.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't have any more questions right now, Mr. Chairman.
Señor, lo que ocurre del aceite en la automóvil, aceite?
El aceite.
Oil?
I put in recycle.
Recycle.
Okay, recycle?
Perfect.
Okay, gracias.
Press, Mr. Chairman.
Got to do what you got to do. I have no questions. Okay.
What do you ask?
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Martin. So in understanding the application, are they working on just the motor vehicles that they own and the people that are in the house?
No, they're working on people in the local communities. Vehicles.
So the it is a operating as a business, okay. Such as further down the road, down by I guess it's Park Avenue. There's Route 9. Okay, so they're operating that way, and it's not a hobbyist type thing where they're working on classic or vintage
No.
automobiles or doing any thing with stock cars. And you indicate that they are looking for another operation, another garage, another location where they could do these repairs.
No, there is a garage on this location. And they want to begin using that to do the repairs inside in the wintertime.
Uh-huh. And
it's
so
a
that,
one-car garage. It's
that,
existing.
It'd be your contention that when that garage became, then that would be blended into this conditional use application.
Correct.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Ross?
Ms. Morton, you mentioned that this had a previous conditional use, and can you kind of describe other businesses relative within a half mile down Route 9 of your property?
My business is next door. That's M&D Bird Farm. The Old Wood is next door to me. The Donut Connection is two down from the Old Wood. There is, now there's that rental place for, I guess it's machines that work on roads, is between the Old Wood and the Donut Connection. There's an industrial park behind the Donut Connection with strips of buildings, all different kinds of businesses in there.
So,
and then my field is on the Harbison side.
So it would be fair to say that you would claim there's a number of commercial uses of variety of
yes.
businesses. And Mr. Lank, the property is located on Route 9, which is a major arterial, is that correct?
I don't have the designation, but that's at least a major collector.
It's an arterial, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I'm done.
All right then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Lank?
They're looking at the site plan that you supply. There's a garage size that almost appears to be a two-car garage. 21 by 21, that's pretty,
right.
Almost two car, typically 24 by 24. Okay. Or are you talking about that or the
yes,
shed?
That.
Okay, that's fine.
It only has one door, one big door.
No, that's fine. I was just curious. It has one door, but is it capable of getting two vehicles inside?
Be tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Be really tight. Couldn't really
that's
work
all.
On them if you did.
I didn't because almost the 10 by 20 is almost the one car. It's a parking space
yeah,
size.
Parking
so.
Space, right.
All right, that's all. Thank you.
Councilman?
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any questions. Any comments from the group on your application? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2026, Cristiano Mar Hernandez Perez and Terry L. Martin?
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2026? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman, for Ms. Martin.
Okay.
When you originally rented this property to Mr. Perez, was it with the intention that it would be for a car repair shop, or was it intended for residents?
Residents.
So it was, the intention was that of a residence, and it kind of evolved into this automotive repair.
It did, yeah. There was some employment issues, and they began to do this to pay their rent, and they've been excellent tenants, and that's why I'm trying to help them continue, because they are excellent tenants.
Thank you.
All right, then. Any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.